Today's shir is Masechet Ha'aris, Daf Yud Dalad. We will begin on Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis at the first wide line. Tana Banan Kishanasi Nechnas, when the Nasi enters the Beis HaMedrash, Kala Am Aimdim, everybody gets up to honor him. Ve'ein Yoshvim, and they may not sit down, Ad Shua Milashu, until he gives them specific instruction that they may sit down. Kishabezin Nechnas, when the Abezdin enters the Beis Medrash, Oslam Shurachs Mikam Shurachs Mikan, the people who sit in the rows, which are right in front of him, they are the ones that get up at Sheyeshiv until he sits himself down b'mekayim in his place. Shachachem Nechnas, when a Talmud Chachem enters the Beis Medrash, anybody who is standing where the Talmud Chacham is walking by, that is who has to stand up. Echer oimid ve'echad yoshev, at sheyeshev, until the Talmud Chacham sits down in his place. B'nei Chachamim v'Talmid Chachamim, the children of the Talmid Chachamim, and the children of the Talmid Chachamim, not the Talmid Chacham himself, b'zman shirabim tzrichohem, when they are people that the community needs, they need them for communal needs, or they need them to teach Torah, the halach is mafsim al-roshayam. They used to sit on the floor, and when people walked in, it looks like, when people walk by, it looks like you're standing on the head of the people who are, it looks like you're standing on the head of the people who are sitting there, which is, of course, not that respectful. And because of that, under normal circumstances, that should not be the way that they should sit. But because of the special need that we're discussing here, that they're allowed to walk that way. Yotze l'tzorech, if this person that went into the Beis HaMikdash had to leave the Beis HaMikdash because he had to use the washroom, he is allowed to walk back to his seat, even though by walking back to his seat, as we just said, it looks like he's standing on top of other people. If you have the children of Talmid Chachamim, whose fathers were appointed to important positions, they are the leaders of the community, when they have the ability to understand the Torah from their fathers, so they are the ones that get to sit right in front of their parents, and their back is towards everyone else. However, when they don't have that level of chokhmah, they sit with their backs to the father. And this is an indication of what level they are. These children of Talmid Chachamim, they're made snifim. They're connected with their father. They are given the honor of sitting. They're given the honor of sitting right next to the father, the parents. Amamar, Yotzel Tzorech, which says the Gemara goes back to analyze the Braisa. The Braisa just said that if these people left the Beis HaMedrash for a purpose, they went out to use the bathroom, Nichnas V'yoshev Mekayimai, when he comes back, says the Gemara, when they come back to the Beis HaMedrash, they could walk normally, even though that by walking normally, it seems like they're walking on top of people's heads, Mafsin al Roshayam. To which comes the Gemara, Amra Papa, Lay Amru, this halacha was only stated if they went out Liktanim, they went out to urinate. Av Ligdoilim, if they went out to use the bathroom, Havle Lamivdak Nafshamikara, they should have gone to the bathroom, they should have taken care of these needs before they came to shul. Dom Rav Yudam Rav, Loilam, Yulamit Adam Atzma Lahashkim Laharif, a person should get himself accustomed to go to the bathroom if he needs to use the bathroom in the morning and the evening. Kedai Shlo Yisrachek. In those days, the bathrooms were not near the city, and he won't have to go in a time where people see him using the bathroom. Pashup shot is that the bathroom was more in a was more of a public place, and everybody will see that they're using the bathroom, or in general, everybody sees that they need to use the bathroom. It lacks the proper tznius if that's what they need to do to use the bathroom. But the Paiskim say that even with Baruch Hashem, nowadays we have modern plumbing, and the bathrooms are, of course, nearby. The Paiskim say even nowadays it's appropriate that a person should check if he needs to use the bathroom, and he should use the bathroom before he davens, not that he should have to go out in the middle of davening, or that there should be a concern that he's not davening with a gufnaki. Amar v'hedna, the chal sha'ama, but then the Gemara says, nowadays the people's bodies are not as strong as it was in those days. Afil g'dolim nami, even if they have to use the bathroom, it's understandable that people's bodies are not as strong as they used to be. And since people's bodies are not as strong as they used to be, it's impossible for them to control themselves in that way. Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar, Tzadok Amar, Apves and Mishtai, my son, we learned earlier in that even in when they have a party, these are the way we show respect to these children of Talmid Chachamim. They are sat next to their fathers of Talmid Chachamim. Amar Rava, this halacha, however, says Rava was only said b'chaya aviyem b'fnei aviyem, only when their fathers are still alive and when the fathers are there. So that's the way we show respect to the fathers, that we're putting their children next to them. But if the father isn't there, or it's after the father no longer is alive, so the whole concept of showing that covered is not there, and therefore this halacha doesn't apply. This Mishnah that we learned about showing different levels of respect to different categories of Talmid Chachamim was taught in the time of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Says the Gemara, at that time, Rav Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, and Rav Meir was the Chacham, Rav Nosson was the Ab Beis Din. Ki hava ayah Rav Shimon Gamliel Hasam, when Rav Shimon Gamliel would enter the Beis HaMedrash, ki hava ayah Shimon Gamliel Hossam have a kaima kol amma mekamei. Everyone would get up in respect to him. Ki have ayel Ramei Rav Nosson, and when Ramei and Rav Nosson would enter the Beis HaMedrash, kaima kol amma mekamayu. Everybody got up in front of them as well. Amma Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lebayel Mehave Hakeri ben Dilida Latu. Isn't there a need that there should be a differentiation between I, who am the Nasi, and they who are not on that level? Tukar Hamas Nisan, that's why he instituted the halachas that are stated in this brisa that we just learned, that when the Nasi enters, everybody gets up, and when the Abesn gets up, the two rows closest to where he is get up. And when the Chacham enters, only the people who are within his Dalar Amas get up. Hahu Yoyma, says the Gemara, on that day, that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel made this rule. Says the Gemara, I have a Ramei Rav Nosson Hassan. Ramei Rav Nosson were not in the yeshiva. Also, the next day, as they entered the Beis HaMedrash, Chazu, the Lekam Mekamayu, Kedurgila Milsa. They didn't know this new rule, and they discovered that people are not getting up for them as they used to. Amru, and they said, my hi, what's going on? Amru, Hachi Tokim Shimon Gamliel, and they were told that this is the new rule that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel made. Amalei Ramele Rav Nosson, I'm not Chacham, I'm the Chacham, v'at a Bezdin, Yura Bezdin, Nesalka Misakle Don. We will make something to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we will treat Rav Shimon Gamliel that, like he did to us. So there are many different pshat. One is that they wanted to make something that will be remembered forever. Even when they will no longer be in the world, people will remember this rule. Another pshat that I saw is that we want people that don't know how to learn should show respect for us. Even though, says the Yom Yaakov, Rav Shimon Gamliel, what he did is understandable. As the Gemara said, he wanted people to recognize the difference between the Nasi and everybody else. But what Rav Meir and Rav Nosson were upset about is not the way you have kavod is not by diminishing someone else's kavod. The way true kavod is reached is by adding kavod to somebody else. So that their issue with Rav Shimon Gamliel wasn't that he wanted to make this differentiation. The issue with him was that why did you do it in a way that diminishes on our honor? Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada explains is that they were upset that Rav Shimon Gamliel made this rule without consulting with them. And then the Ben Yoyada says, why didn't he consult with them? Because he was afraid that they would be offended. And because they were afraid he would be offended, they would be offended that's why he didn't consult with them. But they felt they should have been consulted. My Navale. So they said, what will we do? Namely, Gali Uksan. We're going to tell him to give a shir in Masechta Uksan. The less lay that he isn't familiar with that difficult Masechta, the Kivan the Goy Gomer, and since he doesn't know his Masechta, he won't be able to say his shir. Namely, at that point, we'll say to me, Mal Gvurus Hashem, Yashmir Kotel Nisai. Me, no, Mal Gvurus Hashem. Who is the one that should be the Nasi and say over the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Somebody who is a Talmud Chacham, who knows all of the Torah, but you don't obviously know all of the Torah. Nabre, and then we will remove him from his office. I will become the Abbezdin, V'at Nasi, and you will be the Nasi. Says the Gemara, Shminu Rav Yaakov ben Karshi. At this point, Rav Yaakov ben Karshi became aware of what was happening. And at that point, he said, what's going to happen here is that Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to become embarrassed. And the way I sort of Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara, it's not that Rav Meir wanted glory for himself. He just was looking to be. He was looking for cover to Torah, and he wanted that the Chacham and the Abbezdin should be shown respect, because he was concerned if they would not be shown the proper respect, that could lead to an abuse in the cover Torah. But says the Gemara, Rav Yaakov ben Karshi heard what's going on here, and he said, Dilma, through this entire situation, it will cause that Rav Shimon Gamliel will be embarrassed. Also, he sat behind the home of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Pashat, and he started to learn Masechta Ochim, Garas V'Tana, Garas V'Tama. He kept on studying the Masechta. Amar, so Rav Shimon Gamliel said to himself, "My de kamo, what's going on here that all of a sudden Rav Yaakov ben Karshi is sitting under my window and learning Masechta Arishin? Dilma chas v'sham ikabei midrashim midi. Maybe something is happening against me in the Beis HaMedrash. Yav dat v'garsa. So that served to him as a hint that he should start learning Masechta Arishin. L'machar amalei. The next day, as was planned, Rav Meir and Rav Nosson said to Rav Shimon Gamliel, "Nesi ma v'nesni b'uksin. Please give us a shir masechta uksin." Pasach v'amar. So he gave the shir. Basa da'oikim. After he finished giving the shir and masechta uksin, Amalhu, he said to them, Rav Shimon Gamliel said to Rav Meir and Rav Nosson, "Iloi gemarnin, had I not learned this masechta, kesfinin, I would have been embarrassed." So what he did was, he told them that they have to leave the base of Medrash. Have a kasvi kushaisa, the piskav shadahasam. Rameya and Reb Nosson would write questions They didn't want to miss the opportunity from learning Torah. And even under these difficult circumstances, they would throw questions, they would write a piece of paper and throw the questions into the Beis HaMidrash, Dava Mifrik Parik, any question that they were able to answer, fantastic, they were able to answer. The lawyer have a Mifrik, whatever question cannot be answered, Kasvi Paroko, they would write the answer of Shadu. Then Rameir and Rav Nosson would come up with the answer, and they would write the answer and throw it into the Beis HaMidrash. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi said to the other Talmid Chachamim, who was sitting in the Beis HaMidrash, Tarim B'chutz, we have the great Talmid Chachamim who are sitting outside the Beis HaMidrash, and we're sitting inside the Beis HaMidrash. It's really inappropriate. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel said to them, Nanalainu, let's bring them back into the Beis HaMidrash. However, me and Nick Nasinu, the Lainem Shmatz Mishmayu, they'll be punished that they will not, we will not say the Divrei Torah in their name. And says the Gemara, that's exactly what happened. Afiku L'Ramei Acherim. From then on, they called Rameyer Acherim, and Rav Nosson they call Yesh Oimrim. And the Be'er Sheva explains this was done very deliberately, because since Ramey was the one that instigated this whole conversation against Rav Gamliel, he got the more embarrassing title. He was called Rameyer, and Rav Nosson was only called Yesh Oimrim. Says the Gemara, Achvalei B'chamayu, Ramey and Rav Nosson had a dream that said, Zil Payusinu L'Rav Shimon Gamliel, go apologize, go make up with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Nosson Ozel, Rav Nosson went, Ramey Loi Ozel, Ramey didn't go, Omer Divrei Chalayim Usleim Malam V'Leim Ridim. We don't have to follow what we see in a dream. Says the Gemara, Kri Ozel Rav Nosson, when Rav Nosson came to ask, these questions, to make peace, Omar Shem Gamliel, Nay the Hanaloch Kamer Davuch, the belt that your father had, helped you, Lamahave Bizdin. You got the job, he was saying, you got this position because your father was a great Talmud Chacham. But Shavinach Nam Nasi, that it wasn't enough that you should become the Nasi. And this plan that you had, that even though, as the Mefarshim explained, your father was the Rosh Galusa in Bavel, it wasn't enough that you should become the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and you shouldn't have aspired for that position. Says the Gemara, Masnan Lei Rebbe L'Rav Shimon Berei. Rebbe would teach his son Rav Shimon, Achem Oimrim, the Achem teach us, Rameyer, Ilahaya Tamura Layay Karav. The Mishnah discusses a situation where we know that the 10th animal is Maisa Behema. And the Mishnah discusses a situation where somebody is designating his animals, and he called the 9th animal number 10, and he called the 10th animal number 9, and he called the 11th animal number 10. And the halacha over there is that all the animals get a level of Kedusha. But there are different rules. The 9th animal, we wait till it becomes Balmum, and then it may be eaten. The 10th animal is treated like Maisa Behema. And the 11th animal is brought as a Korban Shlomim. And then the Mishnah Masechta Tamura discusses if somebody substituted the animal, which is number 11, for another animal. And we know the Torah says, Lo Yamirenu, we're not supposed to substitute. But the Torah says, Hama Yomer, if somebody does attempt to substitute such an act of Tamura, for Yehu Usmarasoi Ye Kaidish, then the original animal and the substitute animal are both Kaidish. What would be the halacha about doing a Tamura on the 11th animal? So Rameh's opinion is that since, as we just said, it's designated as a Korban Shlomim, it becomes a Tamura. Like all kabbalists can become a tamura. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that this animal is really a tamura animal because it's really not the animal that was supposed to be kaidish. And the halacha is, ein tamura, oisa tamura. And Rameya says to him, if you are correct that then this animal is only in the category of a tamura, a mice, a behema. The halacha is that an animal which is a tamura, mice, behema is not brought as a carbon. So that's why Ramea said, if that's your opinion, that this number 11 animal is to be treated like a tamura animal, it shouldn't be brought as a carbon. Amalai, mihem halalu, mihem anashasim. So if Shimon said to his son, who are these tanoim that we learned their Torah, v'shmoisim ein anam askirim, but we don't mention a name. Amalai, so Rebbe said to Rav Shimon, his son, these are bnei adam shebikshu la'ak k'vaydcha v'kvayd beis avicha. These are the people who wanted to take away the prominent position from us, who we are the descendants of David HaMelech. Amalei, so Rav Shimon, his son, said to him, gam avasam, gam sumnasam, gam kenasam kvar adah. Since they already passed away, it's inappropriate to continue mentioning their who they are. It's all past. Amalei, so he said, so Rebbe said to Rav Shimon, hoyev tamu charavus lenetzach, that even though the people are no here, the problem remains forever. When is it that anonymity should remain? That's when they accomplish something. Here, they didn't accomplish anything. Our family is still standing with its prominence. And after they had this conversation between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon, he recognized that it's time to stop this. And they didn't use the word acherim, but they said rameyer. Elo hayatmura, and he said elo hayatmura lo hayakarav. And I saw that the Sefer Be'esheva says that even though the Gemara Masech the Yuma says kol tamad chacham shena noikim v'noiter kenachish ena tamad chacham, the tamad chacham has to be concerned that for the cover had tayrab, but that's only in a case where what they tried to do, they accomplished what they tried to do. Here, they didn't really accomplish anything, as we learned earlier. And since they didn't accomplish anything, as we learned earlier, their entire work was meaningless. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Afila Rebbe Damsnasahu, even Rebbe, who, as we know throughout Shas, was such a modest person, Tana Amram Shem Rameya, he says only the words Tana Mishrameya, Avrameya, Amar, to say that with such a level of respect, Rameya, Amar Rameya, Loy Amar, he wasn't ready to show him that level of respect. The Shvus Yaakov has an interesting discussion. He speaks about a case where somebody wants to be buried next to his father, but on the other side, there's somebody buried who was his enemy. The Halacha teaches us that one should not be buried next to an enemy. On the other hand, the halacha also teaches us that one should be buried next to a father, as the pasuk says, "V'shachafti et mavaisai v'kvartani b'kfurasam." So he says that we have this dilemma: where should we bury this person, next to the enemy, or next to his father, or not? So he says that after a year, you could bury him next to his father. And the fact that the enemy is there, after years, Al Gemara says, all these things dissipate. Amar Yochanan Pligibah, there was a discussion, which Talmud Chacham is more significant? Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel or Rabbanan. One of them, there was a machlok between Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanan, who was to be considered a greater Talmud Chacham. Charama once said, Sinai Adif, somebody who knows a lot. The Charama, Oikaharim Dadav, the one who's a bigger lamdim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Sinai. Rabbi Yosef was a huge Talmud Chacham. He knew much learning. And Rabbah was an Oikaharim. He was a tremendous lamdim. Sholcho Taman. So there was a question, which one of these two individuals should be appointed as the Rosh Yeshiva? So says the Gemara, Sholcho Taman. They sent that to Saul with the question, Ezmem Kaidim, which one should be appointed as the Rosh Yeshiva? Shochlei Sinai Adif, the one who knows a lot of learning, he's preferable. The Amamar, Hakot Tzrichen Lamarichitim, everybody needs to buy basic food staples. And the one that knows Mishnayis and Brises, the one who has amassed all this knowledge is the person that we need to rely on to teach us. And Rabbi Yosef was, as we just learned, the person who had all of these qualities. Says the Gemara, still, so Rabbi Yosef was the one that they chose. So Rashi explained that the definition of Sinai is somebody who's well-versed in Mishnayis and Braises. And the Miri says that it's not just that he knows Mishnayis and Braises. He knows them in a way that he could pass in a Shaila. The entire point of this exercise is somebody who could lead Klal Yisrael and tell them the halacha. And that's why somebody who has this, who has this knowledge is the one that should be pointed, should be pointed for that question. And even though I saw that the Sefer Be'er Sheva points out that when a person comes to the Olam Emes, they don't ask him Lamarata Harbe. They don't ask him, did you amass much knowledge? Rather, what they ask him is Papalta B'chachma. Were you alamdim? So why are we saying that the person who's a Sinai is better? So he explains that when the question, Lachmesh Esrim, when a person is asked, is Papalta B'chachma, is two answers he gives. One answer is, as we said a moment ago, just having a lot of knowledge is not what's required. Being able to apply that knowledge is what's required. And then he says another pshat. He says that papalta b'chachma means that a person who is maisa nefesh for learning Torah. It's not how you learned. And perhaps the explanation is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for us to learn, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes that we have different ways of learning, and we have different strengths in our learning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with all of the different ways that we learn. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that we should learn. And that's the question that we're asked. Papalta b'chachma, did you spend your life learning Torah? The Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Samech Ches Amud Beis, says that on Shavuos, Rabbi Yosef would say, Ilav Hayoyma the Kagarim, if not for Shavuos, which is a day of Kabbalah's Torah, Kama Yosefik Meshukah, that many Tamid Chachamim. The way he lived was that he always remembered Kabbalah's Torah. He always remembered Har Sinai. And that's why in our Gemara explains the Tver Shloima, he's called the Sinai. How do you become a Sinai? The way you become a Sinai is by always remembering Sinai, remembering that incredible moment of Kabbalah's Torah. That's what is the way you become a Sinai. But Filachim says the Gemara, so even though they wanted Rabbi Yosef to become the Rosh Yeshiva, says the Gemara, Kibbal Rabbi Yosef did not accept the position. And says the Gemara, what happened was, Moloch Rabba, Esrim V'Tatan Shnin, Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and afterwards, V'had the Moloch Rabbi Yosef. And afterwards, Rabbi Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva. And says the Gemara, V'kol Shnei the Moloch Rabba, as long as Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yosef afilo umnen lebeis lecholof. He never called a doctor. So there's many pshatim. Rashi seems to say he never wanted to act in a position of authority. So if he needed a doctor, he would not call the doctor to come to his home. Rather, what he would do is he would go to the doctor's office. So Yad Ramah says, in those days, apparently calling the doctor to do a visit in the house was not something that was a sign of arrogance. So what does that mean? So one pshat that the Tosfos Rosh says that the more wealthier people, the distinguished people, will call the doctor to the house. Regular people would go to the doctor's office, and he wanted to act in that way like a regular person. Another pshat that I saw, and it all is Well, everything was learning here is that Rabbi Yosef didn't want to be Rosh Hashiva, and he wanted to act in such a quiet way. But another pshat that I saw is that what Rabbi Yosef never had to call a doctor, because he lived such a life, living a life, a humble life, a modest life, that's why he was Zoicha. Because he lived a humble, modest life, that's why he never had to have a doctor. They were all sitting together, and they needed to appoint one of them to be the Rosh Yeshiva. But they didn't know who to invite. Amri, whoever will say a dvar halacha, and no one could refute what he says, that is the person that should become the Rosh Yeshiva. The Tosfos Rosh explains that they needed to have somebody who, you always need to have somebody who is the final authority. And this is the question that they wanted to determine who should be the final authority. And as the Mashal explains, that just like we had the previous piece come up by Rav or Rav Yosef, who should be Rosh Yeshiva, Here too, this question came up, and he adds another dimension to it. He says, Abaya was a Talmud of Rabba, and Rabba was a Talmud of Yosef. So he says, just like we just learned a moment ago about Rabba and Rav Yosef, we see that this issue continued with their Talmidim. So they said, Kol Dama Milsa, whoever will be able to say Dvar Torah, and it won't be refuted, Lavaresha, he will be the Rosh Yeshiva. Says the Gemara, the Kula Efrach, they all said Divrei Torah, V'bayi Lo Efrach, but the Dvar Torah that Abaya said was not refuted, Chazi Ravel Abaya the Govaresha. So Abaya, Rava saw that Abaya was acting a little too happy, he was being a little proud that he got this position. Amalei, so Rava said to Abaya, Nachmena, he said to Rabbi, Nachmena, Psech Ve'ema, say the drasha, because you are the one that's supposed to be the Talmud Chacham. The Gemara calls him Nachmeni, because Rashi says that was his real name. And Tosfos Rosh explains that Abaya was the Talmud and nephew of Rabbi Ben Nachmeni. So, and Abaya's real name was Nachmeni, which was the same name as the father of Rabba. And Rabba did not want to call him by that name, because that means every time he would be calling him by his name, he would be mentioning his father's name. And he didn't want to always be mentioning his father's name, so that's why he called him Abaya, to say that you have the same name as Abaya, you have the same name as my father. Another pshat that I saw is that Abaya was a Yosem. Abaya was a Yosem from when he was born. His father died when his mother conceived him, and his mother died when he was born. And he was raised by different people, and that's why he had the name Abaya. It stands for Ashebecha Yerucham Yosem. He is the representation of someone who is a Yosem and was raised by others. Ibailu, so now ask the Gemara, Rav Zeir of Rabbi Rab Masna, Haimanai Adif. We have these two great Talmid Chachamim. Who is more significant? Rav Zeir Charif Umaksha, he's a very big Lamdim. Rabbi Rav Huna Masna Pasik. Rav Zeir is very sharp, and Rab Masna is Mosin. He's a person that is more quiet, more thought out. Says the Gemara, which one, Mai, when you have two such individuals, and we have to, posh pshat is, we have to pick one to be Rosh Yeshiva. The question is, which of these two individuals should be picked to be Rosh Yeshiva? Mai. But it's important to point out that the Rishonim already say that many of the questions that we're having in our Gemara, the Prima God makes this point, is only in those times. Whereas we know, Torah Shabbat Peh was learned as Torah Shabbat Peh. But nowadays that we have Svarim printed, it may be that everybody would agree that the Lamdan is more important. Because the fact that this person is a Sinai and he's so well versed is not of such incredible importance, because we could always look it up in a sefer. And that's why I saw the Gemara often speaks about that a Talmud Chacham, that a Talmud should not pass in Shilas where his Rebbe lives. That they suggest that maybe that halacha doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, because in those days we needed the Talmud Chacham to tell us the psak. We couldn't come up with the psak ourselves because we learned everything Torah Shebapeh. Whereas b'zman hazeh, where things are learned from, where things are learned not b'alpeh, everything is written, so it's not so terrible if somebody paskins, even though his Rebbe is there. But it's also important to learn what the Meiri says. The Meiri says that if there's a Talmud Chacham, who is a huge Talmud Chacham, but the people can't understand what he says, then, and people can understand why he's saying what he's saying, it's not so simple that that person should be appointed to that position. He says, but then the Meiri says, HaTalmud Chacham shumasin umasik es halacha. A Talmud Chacham who comes out to teach the Torah properly. And he says, V'kosev, shezeh klal gadol b'talmud. This is an important lesson that we need to learn, know about learning Torah. Sheyeda Talmud ach shalomet, that after Talmud finishes learning, he should know es mashiyola miyadam ikam mashashana, that the Torah that he learned should have an influence on him. And not only should he remember the Torah that he learned, and should learn, and the Torah should influence his life, but then he says further, Yismacha kolam shiyotsu loy misham bekabolos harav. Not learning is not just learning that subject matter, but what he learned from his Rebbe should serve a way for him to understand how to live his life. And he says, to learn from a Rebbe that could indeed teach him Torah and teach him the way to learn Torah. And then he says, if somebody learns Torah, and as we're learning, somebody who has he's the Sinai, he learns the Torah, and then he takes the Sinai and he has Sinai in front of him, and what Sinai represents, the Sinai was the mountain that was humble and modest. And he takes all of the Torah that he learns and applies it to his life, of course, and how to live a life of a ben Torah, how to live a life of what the halacha requires, but also how to live his life in all situations. Because as we know, Shas is replete not just with halacha, that teaches us what is the halacha, what's mutter, what's also, what's kosher, what's not kosher, but it also teaches us a way to live. And then he says, somebody who lives such a life, who, as we stand at this very special moment of finishing Seder Mezikin, and having learned Seder Mezikin, and try to remember Seder Mezikin, and incorporate the lessons of Seder Mezikin into our life, says the Meiri, V'chayfetz Hashem v'yod yitzlach. He will be batzliach, he will be successful in everything that he does. He will be successful in his learning of Torah. He will be successful in gesund and health and panosa and nachas. V'yamal Hashem kol mishals libeinu l'toiva. Hadrulach kai Mashiach. V'slikulach b'sech toharius. Hadrulach seydin azikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. They should all have the ability to lilmad l'lamed. Lishmim l'asus l'kaim. Es kol divrei salmatar secha b'ahavah.